in thy patience, that is, in thy suffering. The word patience comes from the Latin to be able to suffer. So when we have patience, we suffer. And that's okay, no big deal. We need to suffer. We cannot go to heaven if we do not suffer. And so today the church gives us this feast, which is a very unique feast. Four martyrs, two of them are connected, the other two are not. The thing that connects them, which connects us also, is the fact that they believed in Christ and they suffered for Christ, and they were part of his mystical body on earth, the church. St. Nazarius came to Rome, and he made friends with a little boy about 14 years old and converted him, and he baptized him. And then they had to flee because of the persecution. And you know, it's one thing that, yes, we do want to be martyrs, but that doesn't mean we need to go out in the middle of the street and wait for a Mack truck to run over us. We still have the very God-given gift of self-preservation. But the question of martyrdom is not that we're not preserving our lives, but that we're giving it up to follow Christ. We're not going to save it by making compromises. And so both of them were caught, and this was very early, in the year 67. Some say that it was St. Peter himself who baptized St. Nazarius. And then he baptized St. Celsus. And so we have their feast today together. But then we have two other saints that, again, have nothing to do with one another. The first one is Pope St. Victor the First. And he was killed. He was the successor of St. Eleutherius. I would love it if some new pope eventually would choose a name like that. Imagine people trying to pronounce it. Eleutherius. I would love it. I would be in hog heaven. Latin hog heaven. Anyway, he died. He was killed for the sake of Christ. Pope St. Victor the First, in the year 199. Then the last one, the fourth of these four, and these four saints, these four martyrs, is Pope St. Innocent the First. And it's interesting that not too many people in Spain, some people have that name, but imagine if you were called Innocent, so many people would be making fun of you. Oh, look at the Innocent. And in Spanish, the name Innocent is what we use when we have our own version of April Fool's Day. And instead of saying April Fool's, we say Innocent, because a totally innocent person doesn't know what's going on. So anyway, if I call you Innocent, you know what it means. So take it. But he died in the year 417. 67, 199, 417. They are, as all the saints, all together in heaven, beseeching for us before the throne of God and the throne of Mary and Joseph. And yet at the same time, they remember us, they pray for us, and we hope to join their wonderful, wonderful company. The white-robed army of martyrs, the liturgy says, in the Te Deum that we sing almost every day in the sacred liturgy at the office of Matins, the first office of the day. So today, let us pray to these wonderful saints, Nazarius, Celsus, Victor, and Innocent. In nomine Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.